Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week on Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And if you can't wait till Sunday to hear from me, and I know many of you can't, you have to hear from me every day. We have our blog, and we'll send it to you, too, Monday through Friday. But we do give you the day off on Saturday. In fact, that's a law. I actually can't send you things 7 days a week. They won't let me do that because they don't want you to overdose on me. We're about to have a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey is the author of Safe at Home. He's the author of Home Office Know-How. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's one of our top home-based business and teleworking and technology experts. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Always great to be here, as usual. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. Okay, you've been talking about a little technology lately, haven't you?
Yeah, with some of the writing I do for the Sun Sentinel or Metro Daily down here in South Florida, I recently, and it hasn't come out yet actually, slated to come out on Monday, is a column that looks at servers. And not servers like large corporations would do. They go out and buy their IBM servers that run thousands of computers, but small business servers, servers that are designed for small businesses, that sweet spot 2 to 10 employees that can allow them both to link up all their desktop computers, mm-hmm. or anyone come in with a laptop computer, link them up locally, as well as be able to access data when you're on the road. So there's a lot of new technology that really makes a small business run more like a big business without, you know, needing that IT guru to handle it all for you.
You know, IBM makes one of those little ones too.
I'm sure. I didn't do the research to find out, but I'd be interested to throw them into my article.
I just had to make sure that you know, I made that point. But anyway,
well, I threw the mention in early on to say, you know, if you're Gargantuan Corp, you know, IBM's out there.
Absolutely. Okay. Tell us what these things do. I mean, most everybody has heard about what a server does, but it's, to me, a server is not just a piece of equipment. It's you have to really kind of change the way you think about the way you work, don't you?
There's two ways to think about it.
I guess we should say, shouldn't we say what the two configurations are? One is the peer-to-peer, and the other is the server-based.
Yeah, I mean, typically, you know, in a traditional home business, when you're networking your computers, you're looking at all of them working through each other, sort of through a router or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Which is, for example, how ours work. You know, we have a router up on the wall for my internet connection. It's wireless, so they can all log in through that. Or you can go through a traditional server where traditionally more of the data would be stored on the server and the applications may be stored on the server, and you would use, you know, you would have computers in the home or in the small office that then are wired or wirelessly connected to the server to allow access to a central repository of information and processing. So what we see with many of the computers, with a number of the servers now, some of the smaller ones, Accentra, AXENTRA Corporation, makes Netbox, and there's ChiliBox from Chili Systems, Chili as in the
and these are little servers.
Product. And these are small, in the $500 range servers that, for example, Chili Server includes internet access. You know, it doesn't include it, but it becomes your sort of gateway to the internet. So you plug your mm-hmm. internet into it. You can plug your computers into it as well. You can plug your gateway, your wireless router, if you have one, into it, and it allows wireless computers to hook up as well. And it provides all the firewall and antivirus that may be coming through the internet. It has to go through it first. You know, the connection mm-hmm. has to go through it first. So it protects all the computers.
So you only have to update, you only have to keep one box updated, so to speak, rather than all the laptops, all the desktops in the home, or the
exactly,
or the small
and that's no small feat because
that's right.
You know, in our home, again, we have four computers on a wireless network, and my daughter's using, and I'm not going to use the name, but she's using one of these services that a lot of kids are now using, which is the free online service. So she launches IE or Netscape and goes to it. And I was doing a little research on it, and one of my tech head friends got back to me and said, you really should watch what your child goes to on this site. It's not, you know, there have been concerns about, you know, it's got 22 million users, and there have been concerns about, you know, predators out there watching what kids are doing. You know, ostensibly, they're supposed to be 18 years old when they sign up, but, you know, who knows what their ages are, and,
exactly.
and all their friends are on it, so they're going to be on it anyway. But the concern is there's a lot of adware, there's a lot of spyware that's being downloaded. A server will watch a lot of what's going on with that.
Well, yeah, and that way you don't have to worry about whether your 14-year-old is doing a good job of making sure, you know, that she doesn't open up certain things. And, you know, it's the same thing with employees.
Right.
You don't want to have to go around saying, now, did you make sure that you updated all of your your updates on the security system? Or
well, and that's the other thing.
Or maybe it expired and nobody renewed it or whatever.
Right, and that's what some of these new systems do. These new smaller servers you can put in user controls. You can tell them what type of content they can go to if there are certain types of websites you don't want them to visit. You can program it through the box, through the server, so that it keeps them from being able to go to certain sites. Again, you know, the concern, you balance the big brother versus, as opposed to not being a big brother type entity out there. But, you know, when it comes to gambling sites or pornography or joke sites or anything that can blow people's time and be really a time sap, as a boss, you have, you know, it's almost a full expectation.
You've got some control. Well, now, does this have a hard drive?
It has a hard drive. It's a Unix based system, so it has a whole.
It is a server. You have server based software rather than peer to peer software.
Yes.
Peer to peer, folks, in case you don't know, is where I've got my laptop or my desktop on my desk. You've got yours on your desk, and we all both have our own office suite of software. We have each one has our own email and the whole thing. We have our own standalone systems, and we communicate over a network. Whereas with a server base, Jeff, it's all in that one box basically, and your units work out of that box basically.
Exactly, and you know, of course,
you could actually have a what they call a dumb terminal, which is just a monitor and a keyboard, and no CPU on your desk at all.
That plugs right into it, exactly. Now the issue is, and I spoke to the owner of one of these companies. I said, you know, what are the two typical installs? He said, well, the first one, which is the best, is that you do it fresh, so you don't have to buy all this other equipment. But secondly, you can always use it as a retrofit to set up a network once you're going. And the traveling implications are really big. We'll get into that.
Hold that thought. Yeah, there's good stuff and bad stuff. I mean, it's not all good, but a lot of it is. And we're going to get to the good and the bad with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Right after these messages, it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you gotta love that rock and roll, don't you? I hope you do.
That little old band from Texas.
That's that little old band from Texas. That's right. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. That's that other voice over there. That little guy from Florida.
That little home officer from Florida.
That's right. He's our good friend. And Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Oh, more stuff than I can say. Can I go into the next half hour? No,
yeah.
Just kidding. Lots of articles, lots of tips, a ton of resources, and not
books.
A single paid ad. So there's a lot of good stuff there. And no spyware, so you can
now, listen,
there
don't
free
be
without
dissing,
worrying.
Don't be dissing paid ads.
Gotta love them.
That's
something
right.
To build.
What about the books? Can we get the books there?
the books are all there. In fact, we've created some online content that you can download. So we've gotten into digitizing all the content and making it all available.
All right, good for you. I appreciate that. Check it out, folks, cheaphomeofficer.com. All right, we're talking about small servers, teeny tiny, little bitty itsy bitsy servers that go in houses, basically, in home offices and micro businesses. And these are pretty inexpensive. Five bills, maybe $500 bucks or so.
Between four, they retail it. They MSRP is five. They retail a little over four. And the interesting thing about these is, the one, for example, that I've been talking about is widely available at like wholesale clubs.
You can say the name of it.
Okay. Well, the Chili Box is widely available at, for example, Sam's Club. So think about the person going into a wholesale club. It's not like, you know, Bob, the CIO of a corporation, unless he's also the CEO and the chief development officer and, you know, a jack of all trades. I mean, you got a mom and pop going in there, buying these boxes, bringing them home and installing. They said if it's a new install, it could take 30 minutes. If it's an old install, meaning on an existing computer network, it could take an hour or two. But, you know, you have to redo some settings. But the thing is, this is designed to be sort of intuitive to what your needs are,
and you can work with it in a wireless way. It'll work.
This one has wireless, and they're going to include more. Well, it will include wireless in the new year. After the new year, you can plug your gateway and your wireless router into it, so that you can have wireless access.
Well, what about the software? Do you load a central software program like Windows, you know, like Microsoft Office or one of those, you know, one of the suites or you know, PageMaker or whatever it might be? Do you load that in there one time and everybody uses that?
Well, currently with the install, like I said, with the way they work them, they prefer a new install. I'm not sure if the software gets loaded on, you know, on the individual clients, the individual desktops versus the central server.
Was my question about if this have a hard drive, because, you know, that's my question about that is if it has a hard drive, where does the software reside? Where do the files reside? Do they stay on the box or do they stay on the desktop?
Well, the files themselves, the data, stays on the server, because one of the things you can do with this product and with some of these others, and not to say this is the only one out there, but one of the things you can do with this, for example, is they have an online component where you can go to any web-enabled computer anywhere in the world, go to a specific website, use a password, user ID and password, and as long as you left your server on back in the office, you can log on remotely, on and connected to the Internet, you can log on remotely and access any data from the computer. Now, that's nothing new. You have products like GoToMyPC and PC Anywhere that allow you to do the same thing, where you can log on remotely through a website using a user ID and password. That with those, you're like ghosting your machine as opposed to just grabbing data, you know, actually commandeering the computer.
Are you going to do one of these?
I'm not sure.
Your wife uses a computer at home. You have your home office there. You've got children who use computers. Would this be a good thing for you?
Yes and no. And one of the reasons for those out there who have a home office and you have kids at home, right now I am the gatekeeper to, for example, the color printer. We have a laser printer for the kids and wife to use, but the color printer is physically off my computer, and I don't have it on the network. And for good reason. You know that they'll sell you a $99 color printer with all the bells and whistles, but the replacement cartridges end up being $10 to $20.
They're $1,000 a piece, aren't they? Something like that.
Exactly. So, you know what? I want to keep control of that. So, and of course, I could do that. I could set it up with a server so that people can only access that which I, as the administrator, grant them access.
What are the negatives of these little things, of these small servers?
Well, I think that one of the negatives is, especially if you have an existing network at the home office, you know, are you layering another box of technology on top of something you already have? So are you either duplicating or replacing something that's working? So, for example, my router right now is working fine, but it's 802.11a. Okay, so it's relatively slow for those who know, you know, wireless connectivity, where they're now up to the G, which is a much faster transmission speed, where I was in someone's home recently, and that was big. So I'm ready to go and replace everything. Now's the time to do that if I were going to replace.
You know, another thing that it would be good for example, if, you know, I know a lot of people who the husband and the wife both work from home. They have their own offices.
Right.
They could use that box as a central backup system.
And Exactly.
It could double. Is that? I mean, that wouldn't be the only reason you'd buy it for that, but it could possibly do that, where all the files go there, and they you back them all up. Everybody's up one time.
Well, you can, and then they also work with backup companies where you plug in an external drive, and then you can back up regularly that way.
Just
get
another
the data out of the office.
Just another kind of technology, folks, to learn about and see if it's the right thing for you. And nobody does it better than Jeffrey Zabar. Thanks, Jeffrey, for being here.
Always great to be here. Thank you for having me.
See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages. It's 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.